2016. This is the KPFA LSB call to order at 11:25 in the morning. Craig, call the roll, please.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'll do the roll. There are a couple preliminary things I just want to raise. As folks know, won't eat the mic. It's not that tasty. Yeah, am I good?
Yes.
So as folks know, two members have resigned, Brian Edwards-Tiekert. He's the staff representative, and Leland Thompson. He's the listener representative. Those seats haven't yet been filled, so that means our board is usually 25 members. Without them, that means 23, and a quorum is 50%, which is 11.5, or 12 people. So the quorum today would be 12. I think we'll meet that without any problem, but I just want to make that clear. Just in terms of how we fill these seats, the practice is that we go down the list of election results from the last election, and I passed around a printout from Eljoy Williams from January 20th. I don't know whether everybody has it, but you can share if you need it, that just reports the election results from our last election. So the next, T.M. Scruggs was a runner-up. He's already been moved up to replace somebody else who resigned. Don McClay would be the next person, the next listener representative. He is running for Oakland School Board, and that disqualifies him to sit on the LSB board per the bylaws. So the next person on the list we should contact about this seat is Yuri Gottesman, and so we will do that in the coming days and see whether he's interested. If he's not, Virginia Browning would be the next person down the list. So that's where we are with the listeners. With the staff representatives, the next runner-up is Lewis Sawyer, and so we will contact him and see whether he's interested in filling the staff rep seat. So that's where we are in terms of the board members. In previous meetings, we passed a rule that people need to notify the secretary and let the rest of the board know if they're not going to be here. So far, I believe I've received four such requests, and I just want to confirm that this is what other people have received. So Bill Campisi, Jose Luis Fuentes, Sasha Futrin, and Samsara Morgan have all contacted us. Does anybody know of any other folks who have said they would not be here? Okay. Okay, so good. That's, I just want to double check. Yeah. Sorry, who? Sharon? Janet.
Anthony.
This is a discussion. I'll chair it.
I have a point of information. Or
sure, okay.
So I'm wondering why the runners-up were not already contacted, because that's been the practice in the past. The resignations were submitted before this meeting?
Because they haven't yet, yeah. Not because of any, you know, intent. It's just that hasn't happened yet.
Joy Moore is out of town and requested an excused absence.
I didn't see it. Did
you see it? No, you're right. She's traveling for a family matter. She had hoped to join in, but I guess that's not going to be possible.
Okay. Somebody has to make a motion to excuse people, and we can discuss whether. And Quincy said, Quincy, our general manager, said he would not be here. Okay, so let's go down the list. And
Margie has something to say.
I'm sorry, Margie.
Oh, I'll do it at the end.
Okay.
The motion to excuse people.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so Adams?
Present.
Adams is here. Alderson, I am here. Campisi is not here. Fest?
Here.
Fest is here. Fuentes is not here. Futrin is not here. Goen? Goen?
Here.
Goen is here by remote participation. Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez is here. Jacobs?
Here.
Jacobs is here. Coburn?
Present.
Coburn is here. Lynch, David Lynch.
Here.
David Lynch is here by remote participation.
What is the meaning of that? Go ahead.
He's online. Tim Lynch.
Here.
Tim Lynch is here. Okay, Joy Moore is not here. Samsara Morgan is not here. Olson. Olson is not here. Scruggs?
Here by remote.
Scruggs is here remotely. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Tao Nichols? Tao Nichols is not here. Travis?
Here.
Travis is here. Whipperman?
Here.
Whipperman is here. White?
Here.
White is here. Wilkinson?
Here.
Wilkinson is here. Withers? Withers is here, and as I said, McCoy is ex officio. He's not here today. Okay, so that is 16 present and a quorum.
Margie,
I want to move this. It's on. Can you hear me? Okay, good. I move that we excuse Bill Campisi, Sasha Futron, Jose Luis Fuente, Samsara Morgan, and Joy Moore.
Second.
And Quincy.
I don't think
okay. Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Janet.
Point of information about the agreement that this board made about notifying, LSB members notifying the whole board in advance. And there's is there an...
It's the secretary. Notifying the secretary is my understanding of what the rule is.
Okay, so it was brought to our attention that that was not, that didn't happen with one of the five people. So do we approve anyway?
Go ahead.
Okay, I made a motion. I included Joy Moore in my motion. If you don't like my motion, vote against it. Thank you.
Barbara?
I think Ramses sent you something, but it might have been buried in a string. You didn't? All right. Well, I'm not that sure, but I think so.
I thought so, too. I thought he was, like, in Colombia. He's in Colombia. And so.
Oh, well, then, pardon me, I'll add Ramses to my list.
Okay. Tim.
And I'll add it to the second.
A point of information about the motion. You have to miss three meetings without notifying before there's any kind of a sanction.
Yes.
Is that
right,
correct?
Exactly.
So
yes.
I don't think we should worry about it too much this time.
It's three consecutive meetings.
Three consecutive. It'd be, yeah.
Mark.
Three consecutive. Unexcused.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor of the motion, please signify. Raise your hand. Good.
Aye.
Oh, yes, and those of you online can say whether or not you vote. David Lynch raised his hand, he says, and it passes.
Can you ask
against? Again? Opposed. Opposed.
Right, and there's a third.
Abstention. Oh, thank you, dear, for that. One abstention. Okay. The agenda, you have it in front of you. Is there any discussion on the agenda? Seeing none, is there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, as we know, Brian resigned from the board effective about half an hour ago, and by resigning from the LSB, he also resigned from the PNB. Mm-hmm. So we ought to fill that staff PNB seat today.
Well, we can
not
put
today.
It on the agenda.
Because
where's my
button? We can put it on the agenda. You're adding that to the agenda, filling the seat.
Yes, and
okay.
we'd have to reconvene
so
as delegates.
So we'll put
that
under new business, filling seat, PNB seat. Okay.
Well, that would be a delegate assembly.
What?
We were supposed to vote on that as a delegate's
yes,
assembly.
Yes, I know that, yes. Although that's our practice. Mm-hmm. We vote as delegates. Whether or not we're in the assembly, we are delegates if we're voting on that, and we exclude some people from voting on it. But I've got it down here. I got it. It's included. Mark.
Do you want to make that point?
You need to use the microphone if you're going to speak.
To avoid the technicality issue, we do need to notice such a meeting.
Okay. To avoid a technicality, we have to notice that meeting. Is that correct on the PNB? Okay, so it cannot be today. Right. Or we can say that we're going to notice it. Yes. Okay, we'll do that. Fine. Does everybody understand what the agenda is now at this point, the amended agenda? Okay. Everybody in favor of the amendment, please raise your hand. And those of you on the
I'm sorry, what was the amendment?
That we add the discussion of electing a PMB person to replace Brian. That was added under new business. Okay. And can we get a vote to agree to the amendment? Will everybody raise your hand if you agree to the amendment? Anthony, are you raising your hand for your amendment?
Just the amendment being that we take up the billing.
Yes.
Yes.
Fabulous. Is anybody on time? David Lynch raised his hand. Do me a favor, Kate and Scruggs, TM, pardon me for calling you Scruggs, TM, would you please indicate that you raise your hand when you do when we take a vote? All right. We now have the amended agenda. We good with the amended agenda? Please raise your hands. Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention? Okay. We now have an agenda. Imagine that. We do not have minutes. We got notification from Craig that he was unable because of family business to give us minutes. So we do not have minutes today, and we hope your family is doing okay, Craig, and you. All right. Announcements. Seeing none. Public comments. Oh, you've got an announcement? You've got to have a microphone.
I just want to say that there are elections going on in Berkeley, and I am pleased to report that Jesse Arguin, who's a candidate for mayor, and a citywide rent board slate, which is a pro-tenant slate, this week received endorsements from Bernie Sanders, and this will be widely publicized, and I hope on KPFA. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Janet.
Well, I have a question, or it's my understanding, or it's kind of related. There's no LSB meeting in October, is that correct?
That's correct.
So that's an announcement.
Okay. That's an announcement. There you go. Seeing no more public comments. Had anybody signed up for public comments? I don't have the list. Or you could just line up. That's a good idea. And I'll tell you what. In December, we're going to elect you as chair. Okay.
Okay, so what is the time limit for public comments?
What is the time limit? 3 minutes? Oh, 30 minutes? Is that what you're going to say, Margie?
Total.
If there's only one, they get 30 minutes? Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm Steve Zeltzer here, a programmer at KPFA, and I was at the apprenticeship graduation, which I thought was very great. We have a lot of great community people at the Apprentice, and I was a little disturbed that our manager wasn't there. And I understand that managers apparently don't attend the Apprentice graduation at KPFA. I think that has to change. The Apprentices are our future. They're young people. They're people that we want to respect And I think that the manager or management should be there. There was no one from management at this meeting. But I want to address some of the other issues that are facing KPFA and Pacifica. We received a notice, the staff, that the station may have to shut down or go part-time. And I'm concerned about a statement from the manager threatening to shut down or go part-time at KPFA. And he's not here. I don't know if he thinks it's not important to be here, but the manager needs to address the listeners and the staff. He has failed to have regular staff meetings of the unpaid staff at the station. That's a concern I have. Every manager at most radio stations, TV stations, have regular staff meetings. But apparently KPFA is somehow different from what goes on at most stations. We're a community station, and we're a media station. We're a media platform. And I think that that should be a requirement. You show up unless you have good reason not to show up for the manager. He's paid for by us, the people that support KPFA. The other thing is the financial reports. Everybody has probably heard that the CFO resigned. And I find that, again, disturbing. I find it inexcusable that financial reports, audits, have not been able to come out of this organization. We're a multi-million-dollar organization, and we can't have audits and financial reports. And in the issues that are going on about the shutdown, and say they say no money, it's an emergency. Well, the emergency, people have to be held responsible and accountable about why there are no audits and financial statements. And I believe that the supporters of KPFA have to be notified of that fact. You have to be held accountable. Thank you.
Are there other public comments?
How many minutes did you say?
Two.
Two.
Yeah. Or three. Three, I think.
No, we said two.
We said two?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that went. Okay. Three.
Yes. I'm Daniel Borgstrom. Yeah, I was really disturbed, I mean really saddened by the resignation of our CFO. From what I understand out of this, he was a really dedicated, hardworking person, sincere, trying to do his best. And you probably read his resignation statement that there was no leadership, that irresponsibility. I mean, he laid it on the line. And this is just one, just the latest example. I mean, I've been watching this, coming to LSB meetings for 10 years, and I've seen this progression going downhill, descending into chaos. We are in chaos. I've seen we're heading that way. And it's many, many incidents I've seen. And I cannot believe that this is incompetence. I cannot believe that this is just a matter of a bunch of radicals who can't agree on anything. It's more than that. I think there's got to be, there's somebody come up with a plan for something. You know, if you go back to the 90s, the Democratic Party was trying to take this over. And in fact, they did until 99. And then there was a reprieve. And then there was a rallying of a group that basically sent around the group that's now Save KPFA with some new members now, and many new people. But I just cannot believe that this is incompetence. Thank you.
I'm Ann Garrison. I'm a weekend news programmer. I was hoping to pass out some flyers for a film about Uganda called A Brilliant Genocide. I did a little work on this, and I'm going to represent it at the Voiceless Film Festival tomorrow at 6:35 at the Humanist Hall. I didn't have time to print the flyers, so I'm hoping to come back and pass them out during the break. Now, regarding the dire financial situation at KPFA, I know it's very bad, but I'm concerned that both staff and listeners get honest information about what it actually is. The warnings that the station's going to close by Christmas just don't make any sense to me. I don't see why you would have to close the station, even if you had to stop paying for some of its most popular programming. It's not ideal, but it doesn't call for closing the station. I also can't make any sense of the suggestion that the station may have to go part-time, because all of the programming between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. is produced by unpaid staff. So is all the weekend programming, except for the Sunday show. And Philip Mulderey certainly isn't going to be laid off because he has more seniority than anyone here. I mean, anyone at KPFA. So you have to be talking about going part-time by cutting hours between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And I just can't imagine that even if some popular programming can't be supported any longer, KPFA is going to go to dead air during those primetime hours. So it just doesn't make any sense to me. I think staff and listeners should know that the situation is extreme, that they might lose some very popular programming. But we shouldn't be told that the station's about to close or go part-time.
I'm sorry to have to speak right now because I came to try to listen to find out details about everything from the threats to close down the station to threats to accept corporate money or semi-corporate money. I've forgotten the name you call something that is not
underwriting.
And the manager, Quincy McCoy. I thought he was a great man when I listened to him interview David Talbot, who wrote The Devil's Chessboard. And I thought he really cared about all these things, but he's threatening two things: to accept underwriting and to maybe close down the station or part of the station. And it's a worse threat than I've ever heard in the past. We go through threats, and then we don't hear anything for a long time, and then we get threats again. And we never get to know what the money situation is. Somebody's got to open up, because I have told all my friends that I understand the inner workings of the CIA much better than I understand the inner workings of KPFA. Anyway, we've got to open up, or we're dead. We have to. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Testing. Hi, my name is Ephraim Colbert. I'm an apprentice from Group 41, Many Voices, LFI Know. Thanks for having me. It's my first time attending a board meeting. I guess my concern was that I was kind of surprised that the general manager didn't arrive or even bother to call. I mean, I'm sure maybe something's going on that we don't know about, but it seems when we are having the issues that we're currently having in regards to finances, this would have been a great opportunity for him to be able to explain to people who aren't necessarily aware of what exactly is going on and what exactly can be done to maybe keep the station open. I mean, I read the yellow letter that he had. He has these huge numbers on the note, but he doesn't really explain how we could resolve or how we could what we could do to maybe decrease the chances of the station being closed, and that was one of my major concerns. Or where could money be cut where we could still function as a station and still have the programs running? He just kind of said, this is the number that we need, but he didn't give any solutions. So it's just like, this is a problem, but I don't have any idea how to, or any solutions or any ideas. And I feel if you're in a position of leadership, part of that role is having conversation with the people that you lead or the place where you are located. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, that was only 2 minutes. I thought he gets 3 minutes. But we all get 3 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Sylvia Torres, and I'm also part of Group 41, Apprenticeship Program, LFI Know. This is my first meeting, and one of my concerns is that every time I turn the dial and I listen to KPFA and I listen to our director, I hear a lot of the rhetoric that I hear when I listen to Donald Trump speaking, it's a sense of fear. It's a sense of disempowering people to make decisions that are going to be productive. We're going to close. We're going to have underwriters. But no real solutions that actually empower people to move forward. Another concern that I have also is that I speak Spanish, and right now apparently we're under a mandate from Pacifica to add 5 hours of Spanish-speaking programming, and I would love to see that. I would like to see more than that. But my concern is that if we cannot keep what we have, why do we need to add more? We should be working in what we have and trying to reach more audience. And yes, Spanish-speaking will be great, but how can we guarantee that that's going to be the successful way to go when we are not working on what we have right now? Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, thank you all. The CAB report.
Thanks. Hello, everybody. I'm Carol Wolfley. This is a community advisory board. Members are actively reviewing information to better understand the complex crisis at KPFA and Pacifica and seek to explore it with you. The finances. Based on communications from the general manager, KPFA management is preparing to make some cuts in benefits and salaries to adjust for deficits. It seems like about 65% or a little under $2 million of the budget goes to salaries and benefits for the 30 or so union staff, and that their contract may soon be opened for negotiations. It is our understanding that there are also approximately 240 talented and experienced unpaid staff, including our apprentices, and thank you all for coming today, who contribute their time and skills to the station. Our question is, how can station management, working with the LSB, best promote listener interests in these processes of making cuts, renegotiating the contract with paid staff, and utilizing the resources of the unpaid staff? In order to help KPFA to fulfill its mission as a community station, the Community Advisory Board supports collective participation in these important decision-making processes. This may include community input about possible programming changes resulting from cuts. We expect the CAB community needs assessment to be completed before the end of September, and we can also work with you to provide specific additional input that will be helpful. Another possibility is to explore with KPFA's talented and innovative unpaid staff and considerations of other Pacifica programming resources for new and vital cost-effective programming possibilities. It is our understanding that many community stations function with a lower percentage of their budgets spent on salaries and benefits. I ask, are we a community station or a public station? Management negotiations for paid staff, the contract section about layoffs and cuts could include consideration for staffing diversity and innovation and skills involved with new technologies instead of exclusively focusing on seniority. We propose consideration of exploration of new technologies on KPFA's website and expansion of podcasting in a variety of options to help build membership. Here's an example about new technology. On July 7th, soon after the release of Diamond Reynolds' video of Philando Castile's murder, there was a rally in Oakland with over 3,000 people marching towards the police station. This generated thousands of social media postings and live streaming shares. While that was going on, KPFA was playing music. In the morning news, the report focused on that someone had thrown a bottle instead of information from ministers, youth, and activists who were standing on the freeway. People were grateful when 20 hours later, DVD covered the action on the radio. The Black Lives Matter movement has revolutionized news media with live segment postings from community members. How can we develop KPFA.org, at KPFA Facebook and Twitter with our video and live streaming resources to provide not only the regularly scheduled programming, but additional platforms to allow us to stay current with the interests of the community? Concerns about underwriting. CAB members are concerned about proposals for website underwriting and how that will affect listener perception and support of the station. We hope that some of the above proposals about finances and a strong membership campaign are viable alternatives to underwriting, which threatens the integrity and independent programming commitments of the KPFA mission. Community radio is characterized by access, public participation in production and decision-making, and predominantly by membership financing. I ask again, are we a community station or a public station? Thank you to every one of you who is working so hard for the survival of KPFA and Pacifica. This urgent time is also one of opportunity to expand and strengthen KPFA programming and membership. The KPFA Community Advisory Board members are here to support you and work with you to meet the challenges ahead. Thank you.
On joining us through the web is that's Sasha. Sasha, is that you?
Carol, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Okay, thank you. Thank you
very much. It's very hard to understand what people are saying.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, but I thought I'd tell you.
It's mushy. They say that it's like on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 3.
Right.
And it said, Frank, tell them to lower the send going to your laptop. It's overmodulated. I don't know if that makes it better. Tim.
Point of information.
I'm on a telephone.
Right. Okay. My laptop. Go ahead.
I'd like to request that in the future when we're trying to identify phone numbers on that we don't publicly identify the entire phone number, that we just use the last 4 digits or something. So.
Oh, my God. You're right. I'm so sorry. How unconscious of me. Good. Thank you. Anthony.
Yeah, I have a comment about the CAB report. Thank you, Carol, for that excellent report. And I hope you can type it up and email it to the board, too.
Margie, the microphone.
I'll volunteer now. That there were, I don't know how long it took, but there's 10 minutes for the CAB report, and I didn't time Carol, but I think that means presentation and discussion. So I don't know how much time we have left, but going forward, I will keep track of the time.
Frank.
Hello. Yeah, I just agree with Carol in the CAB report that we're missing a lot of opportunities to be live streaming some of these events, which wouldn't take up airtime. It would be an alternative platform on the KPFA webpage where people could click on the video channel. People could have been yesterday at the Stop Urban Shield, when they had that demonstration right outside, all it takes is a cell phone and a person to just narrate or just interview people, and it's that easy. And on the previous webpage before it was revamped, there was always a video channel icon on the side of the screen. It was constantly there, and anytime you wanted, you can go there and see if there was something happening. And at that same time, we as KPFA community had the opportunity to broadcast something at any time, and now that ability has been taken away, where we can't we could broadcast all we want, but it's not going to be seen anywhere. And there's a free version, there's a cost version to the Ustream, and if it's free, there's a couple ads. If it's $100 a month, it's limited without ads. And so, like Carol says, the cab, it's missing a great opportunity to be an alternative stream. It doesn't interrupt what's on the air. It could be video, it could be audio. It's there for us to use, but it was there for us to use. And now, just a quick example, if you want to have a live stream on there, you have to create a community calendar or some sort of event, put it under the event tabs, and then put it in the title. They have to click on the title to get to the link, to click on another link that takes them to the video page, when it used to be two clicks away. So I think we're really missing a good opportunity. Also, we've mentioned numerous times, Steve Zelser and myself, about a pay-per-view of events like Bob Baldock speeches or other events where we could charge a virtual ticket price and people could watch it from home. And that would expand the audience, you know, not only limited by seating, but also geographical location, because if you're not close by, you're not going to drive, you know, from L.A. to Berkeley to see it. So you could watch it from L.A., the Philippines, wherever you can get an internet connection. And so I think we really should look into that opportunity. And as Sam Argyle said before he left, he wanted 20 to 25% of our income to come from other than on-air donations. And I think having the pay-per-view video stream, which Ustream already provides a pay-per-view platform, you know, we could do something there.
Is somebody timing when we're talking? Is anybody timing when we're talking?
Are you going to do it?
Huh? Yes?
Marty's going to do it. She wasn't.
Watch, make sure that when she's eating that she's doing it. Tim. Tim.
Hold on a second. So I'm sure we're at time on this item. So someone needs to make a motion to extend.
I'll make a motion to extend.
These are not fixed times.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Tim.
This is a quick question for Frank. Is it? Were you suggesting that the free Ustream with ads appear on the KPFA website?
No. We want the silver plan, which is costs about $100 a month, which allows us to have not unlimited time without ads, but, you know, more time than we've used in the past so far. There's a more expensive plan, which is unlimited, and I don't think we would really need that until we actually had a real viewership. But in the meantime, $100 a month is the silver plan, which allows for, I forgot the number, but about 300 or 400 hours of unadvertised viewing.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right. Janet.
Yes, so is this on? Piggybacking on the pay-per-view for the Bob Baldock events, there could also be pay-per-view for streaming events, actions, and also the archives of those actions could be maintained and people could come and view them, pay-per-view. View the archives.
I think that this topic is getting into a discussion of various ways that KPFA could be managed, raise money, and so on.
I'm not done.
Saying that I don't think it's relevant.
It doesn't matter whether you think it's relevant. I have the floor. And
Sabrina to the stack,
it does,
please.
It does
Sabrina
matter,
to the stack,
anyway.
Please. Okay, Sabrina to the stack, please.
Go ahead. Go. I thought you were done.
I
was raising the issue that we should keep on topic here, otherwise I'm going to move it along.
Okay, but the topic, some people were talking about the streaming to the website.
The topic
and I just
is the cab
say,
report.
Right, but I just want to, well, you didn't stop other people, but in any case, this could pay for itself, basically, or even raise revenue.
Sabrina, did you have something on the cab report?
Yeah, just really short. Can we put a motion through to
make this happen, or
to make what happen?
The live streaming.
No, I mean, this is a I don't think it's relevant in the to the CAB report. This is a CAB report, so we're reacting to the CAB report.
Okay.
Okay, Mark.
Okay.
Microphone.
Since we don't have a copy of the report in front of us, as we need to review this, it's kind of pointless to discuss or try to vote on anything since we don't have all the details. I would like to see this tabled until the next meeting after we get a copy of the report.
I just ruled the motion out of order.
No,
so
I'm moving to table.
Moving to table?
The discussion, to move the agenda.
I would just want to move the agenda. I don't want to table anything. If everybody wants to table something.
He gets to make the motion and we have to vote.
Okay. Who wants to chair this meeting? We're moving along. Okay. The general manager's report.
Who's doing it? You?
Huh?
You're doing it?
Yeah. Okay. And so here are copies for those people there. Here are copies for the. Okay, good. Thank you.
And I'm going to read it for people who listen to this online. Quincy, by the way, Quincy sent a message to the LSB saying that he would not be able to attend today because he's needed at the station for the fund drive, and he is having a meeting with someone who is potentially a major donor. Okay. In time of crisis, unity is the only solution. That has been my mantra for 2 years of stewardship of KPFA. I've walked it and talked it, and that message has reduced a lot of friction and has certainly created a better work environment. Yet our immediate financial crisis, the real possibility of KPFA becoming a shadow of itself as a vital media outlet, along with the threat of severe personnel cuts or fewer hours of broadcasting hanging over our heads, has inspired many staff and former board members to suggest fundraising ideas, strategic remedies, and more importantly, their time to help execute their ideas. But no one has responded more than KPFA listeners, folks who care deeply about our unique progressive radio station. They never cease to amaze me. When we rang the emergency bell 2 weeks ago announcing that KPFA needs your help, they responded loudly with online donations. They helped put a dent in the shortfall we all saw on the horizon and discussed at the budget meeting in August, the KPFA Fall Fund Drive. The second part of our strategy is attacking the shortfall by moving up our fund drive by 2 weeks. We've carried over the emergency theme not just on air, but also in how we are executing it. In a cost-cutting effort, we've eliminated many premiums from this drive. We are asking listeners to donate in the purest way, giving directly to KPFA without a thank you gift or donating on our website so funds can come quickly to us with minimal overhead costs, and it's working. Also, we won't be opening the volunteer room and will not be paying off-air coordinators. Isn't that what OACs are? Off-air coordinators, right. staff to oversee them. This is another economical move that will allow a less stressful transition for our new interim subscriptions director, Kevin Cartwright, who only had a few days of prep before Brooke Caputo departed for another nonprofit. To Brooke's credit, she has continued to tutor Kevin a couple of days a week. The fund drive is off to an enthusiastic start. Our goal is $680,000, and as of Friday afternoon, we've raised $150,000 in just 3 days. Remember, approximately 55% of the achieved goal is immediately received. The remainder of the fulfilled pledges arrive throughout the following 12 months. We are on target to reach our goal, but there is a rub. These funds will enable us to fund payroll, pay benefits, and some bills. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't. eat the mic? Is that the word? Okay. Yet by November, we will be in another tight situation. Here is our latest cash flow summary month by month through November. So I'm not going to read the chart, but as you can see, by the end of November, there's a big fat shortfall. Okay. Management is fully aware that we can't keep ringing the emergency bell because we would certainly hit a point of diminishing returns and strain the sacred bond we have with our listeners. This is where hopefully you, the board, will come in and provide us with some revenue raised off air. For 2 years, I've asked that some form of fundraising committee or group would work with me on planning events. There's always energy around this idea after every meeting, but it quickly dissipates when folks don't follow through. So unless I hear otherwise, I will gather my usual suspects, brainstorm on the many ideas put forth, and prepare a November promotion that will engage our listeners enough to hopefully donate again without too much contempt. Today, instead of being here with you, I'm doing what you hired me to do. I've been on the radio raising as much money as possible, and I am meeting with a few donors this afternoon, trying to encourage them and their friends, one organization in particular, to donate generously to KPFA. I'd like to give special thanks to our board chair, Carol Travis, for her generous financial support to the station. I hope your husband isn't listening to this. Thanks today to Joy Moore for her passionate fundraising ideas, and to Margie, he misspelled my name, Wilkinson, and Sabrina Jacobs for listening to me rant on how frustrating and heartbreaking my calling here has been to bring the station successfully into the future. All I can do is hope that a few of you will join the forces with me to use your intellect, skills, and time to help KPFA produce the necessary funds we need to carry on. I would like to close by paraphrasing what I've been asking our listeners on air this week. We've been through hard times before, but as board members, you must understand that you have a vital part to play in keeping KPFA and its mission alive. Thanks for your support.
Jan.
So this is sort of a point of information. I'm wondering why the reports are not sent to the whole LSB. But Margie, would you forward the report you got to the whole LSB? So we have a soft copy. Thank you.
Sorry, what? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I'm good at time our people, so what is the time limit we're giving ourselves? Okay.
What? The time limit that we have to talk?
Yeah, we don't do that.
Oh, no. Yeah, we have 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes. I'm sorry. Okay. That was the PNB. I apologize. 3 minutes.
Okay. All right. Tim.
So in this report, Quincy asks us if we will make a fundraising committee here on the board, says that he's been trying to do this for some time. I'm just wondering, can we make a fundraising committee from this board and finally rise to this call?
Sharon.
I actually personally feel like we have volunteered to do that, so I sort of feel like it's a little awkward for Quincy to sort of lay some blame on our side when I feel like I've said numerous times I do want to do that and feel like I haven't gotten feedback from him. So, okay, maybe there's a way we can move past this. So maybe we should just form a committee right now. I mean, I think I have reached out to people about how we can do events, but I sort of get a little pushback every time I try to do that. So I'm willing to be on that committee, and I guess I'll make a motion to form a fundraising, not committee, fundraising working group.
Working group. Okay.
Second.
Okay. And do we have, I mean, we can vote yes, and it will be meaningless unless we have more than Sharon, because then it's not a working group.
But I will volunteer.
I'll volunteer also. So, I don't know that we need a motion. I mean, we're forming a group, an LSB members group to work on this. Barbara.
I in Joy's absence, I should mention that she has said this a number of times, and I think she tried to start a committee, so I'm sure she would want to be on it. Joy. And for my part, I have been working on a project that doesn't take a large group of people, but Sabrina and I have been working on getting this artwork sold that actually belongs to Pacifica, and we hope by funds going to Pacifica will help our station as well. When this project was assigned to us, Margie was the acting executive director, and she speculated that whatever money we could raise, we would split between Pacifica and KPFA, as since we would be doing the work. But it's very clear that the ownership of these paintings is Pacifica. So I just wanted to let people know that we are working on this, and pretty soon you'll get more news about that project.
Great. So can we have one of us three be a convener? We'll,
I'll do it.
Okay. Margie?
That's all. That's, that was the question I was asking.
Frank?
Hey, Michael.
Microphone for Frank.
So it's Sharon, Tim, and Carol?
Yeah.
And Carol, Joy. Frank, Tim, and Joy.
Frank, no, I called on Frank.
No, he said he wanted to be on it also.
Oh, yes, thank you. Could be in those emails.
I didn't hear that.
So I am too kind of bummed that Quincy ain't here to do to present this. You know, he's working on other things. I'm thankful for that. Sometimes I read in his certainly created a more better a better work environment in his speech. To me, it's been a rough spot because I haven't really been so scrunched down by management, not just Quincy, but other management people with ideas that I've had in the past. It wasn't very warming or accepting or even like, Frank, how could we make this work? Let's work together and see if we can get this done. It was basically a flat-out no. Some people remember the block the boat action. I mean, they didn't even want to do it. And that was some community engagement. You know, I had to spend like 20 hours arguing with Quincy and Laura by email instead of organizing to have a great production. And I had to organize people to send emails to Quincy, and then he finally changed his mind on that. And then came the March for Climate Leadership. The same thing happened. So to me, it hasn't been a great work environment. If you ask me whatever you thought of Andrew Phillips or not, he was really engaging to me and opened up and was kind to me. And I was very – I felt like I could flourish in that work environment. And I'm just going to read in some questions for Joy Moore, and I'll just do it in my time. I don't think she gets time since she ain't here, but she wanted these questions read into the record for listeners. So on the radio, this is from Joy Moore. On the radio with Mitch, Quincy, you said you submitted several grants. She wants to know who wrote the grants and which organizations were they submitted to. And on the radio, he also mentioned other efforts he made to raise funds off the air. Specifically, what things did you do besides submit grants? Also, what is the cost? I think we all want to know this. What is the cost for the rollover service answering the phones versus, you know, having an actual phone room and a stocked phone room at that? And, you know, I'm always curious, how do we know they're not missing calls too? So I want to know their percentage of picking up, because one of our apprentices over here, Dennis, called a while back and he said he never got an answer. Is that correct? So. We had to wait an extremely long time. So I'm just curious, and like, what is their situation, if they're missing calls or some calls are letting go or people are getting frustrated and hanging up. So what is the cost of the rollover service, and do they miss calls, and how many do they miss? Is there a report on calls they miss? And finally, she wants to know what specifically is Quincy doing to reduce expenditures. So I know it's the Clint Eastwood thing, talking to the chair again today, but those are for the record. Maybe he could answer by email to Joy Moore. Thank you.
Margie, are you keeping time?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Burton.
Just some clarification for my sake. On the mission of the committee, one mission can be to go out and fundraise. One related mission could be to develop methods of pursuing fundraising, or both. And I'm not sure what we have set up, and I'd just like to have that clarified.
It's not a committee. I think maybe we could answer that after our first meeting.
That'd be great.
Is that, okay, we'll do that. Barbara.
I have an answer for one of the Joy's questions that I did talk with the business manager about this, because I was curious as to why the phone room was not going to be in operation. And she did a study when we had the phone service before and saw that it was about the same amount of money to have the phone service as to pay the people who are working in the room to coordinate the volunteers. And at this point, we have people beyond those managers in the phone room who are new in their jobs. And so it seemed to help them do a better job on their first, this big long run with this big long fund drive, that it would be better to not have the phone room operating. And there is no intention to keep it that way. They intend to have the phone room for the December drive, or maybe we have to have a November drive, I don't know. But it was entirely to accommodate the people who are filling these new positions new to them. I didn't like it either, but it makes sense as far as the ability of these people to get their jobs done.
Sharon.
Yes, I just want to say I really do appreciate a lot of what Quincy has done, and I know that he's really been working hard to raise money for the station, but I have said in this meeting before that I wish Quincy would be here. You know, he frequently isn't here. And then here we are in this crisis where I think it's actually very important for him to be here to answer our questions directly. And he's not here. And I understand he's meeting with clients or potential whatever you would call them, potential donors. But the point that I'm trying to make is that it's, you know, he could be here for a couple hours to answer our questions, because it's a crucial time right now. And we have a lot of questions for Quincy about what is going to happen with the programming and the statements that he is making. So I want to say this on the record, so maybe he'll hear this, that we really want him to attend the meetings. And I also would like Quincy to hold staff meetings, because that's something that we've heard repeatedly over and over and has actually been requested of him to do by this LSV. So as far as I could tell, and this is a question I would ask him if he were here, is since we did request that he hold a staff meeting, has he held one with the unpaid staff? Because I think in these times right now where, you know, he's calling for unity, and yes, we want unity, well, we have to have unity with the people that are producing the programs, and that includes the unpaid staff.
Anything more on the general manager's report?
Yes. In light of this, you know, the financial crunch, I think it behooves the board to not skip October. I think we ought to hold an October meeting. I hope the manager can join us then, give a postmortem on the drive, answer questions on his cost-cutting measures, just update us on the financial picture, and perhaps this new working group we've created can give a preliminary report on its strategies. So I'd like to propose we meet in October. The second Saturday is the start of a three-day weekend, so I propose instead that we have an LSB meeting on October the 15th. Yes, that's why I'm proposing we meet on the 15th, because the 8th is the start of the three-day weekend. I am making a motion.
All right, it's moved and seconded. I presume that there's not a lot of discussion. I could be wrong. Seeing none, and checking my laptop to see if there's any jiggles going on. We'll just call for the question. All in favor, please raise your hands.
I hate meetings.
7 yes. How what's going on online? Does anybody how are people voting online? Trying to get something out of the way here. Wait a minute. Wait, let me move something. I've got something in the middle here that. Okay. David. Kate. TM. Sasha.
I really couldn't.
Okay. What? How are you voting on whether or not to have an October meeting?
On whether or not to what?
Have an October meeting. October 15th.
I'm sorry, I really can't understand it.
Okay, well, never mind then. We can't hold it up. Okay, so there's... Can you hear better now? Can you hear better now? Apparently not. Okay. So that's 7 yeses. Noes.
No, we were voting no. 2 noes.
2 noes. Abstentions. 1. Okay. I thought you were raising your hands. Okay. So there's an October meeting. All right. All right. That, of course, presumes that these meetings are really useful. It apparently does. Okay. The treasurer, who is next on the agenda, has requested we have the break now prior to the report. So there will be a 15-minute break right now.